Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Evil sure seems to be active in today's world, seen in everything from terrorist acts and school shootings to any number of small things that pop up in our everyday lives. But this week on Morning Prayer, we've seen that evil can be diffused. It seems to be ever-present, but Christ Jesus said something else actually is right at hand. The kingdom of heaven. There's no evil in that kingdom, of course. What is there is all the good we associate with God. This is the stance we can adopt, too. We can understand the presence of good more fully, accept its power as active and present, and see results. And there will be results. The Bible contains numerous examples of evil being overcome in situations where it seemed impossible. And it assures us that our desire for and our understanding of good as a present force brings good into our lives. As the book of James says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." After his transformation, Paul said, "Sin shall not have dominion over you," a fact he had proved in his own life. The psalmist says, "Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies." May we accept and understand this always present power of good, see it as an active force in our world, and find that, as the Bible puts it, "Now the Lord my God hath given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrent." Amen.